You know what, Sam?
What?
It's two in a row. We haven't allowed a goal.
I know.
Coming to you from the heart of Canes country, this is the Caniac Report. Your number one source for everything Carolina Hurricanes. Hot takes, predictions, game analysis, and NHL news. And now your hosts, Sam Wallace and Sam Driscoll.
All right, we're back with another episode of the Caniac Report. And Sam, before we even start on talking about hockey in general, I just want to say happy Easter. Hope you guys have had a great Easter. And yeah, you have anything to say about Easter, Sam?
I hope everyone enjoys, all those who celebrate it. Whether you celebrate or not, hope for those who do celebrate it, enjoy it, because that is the only holiday that's tomorrow.
Yes, it is. We are actually recording this ahead of time, before Sunday. So that just kind of gives you a sneak peek behind the scenes of what's going on in our while we're recording.
Well, I didn't feel, felt like it was the right thing to do to record before Easter Sunday. For those of us who know that we celebrate it, and we honor it. So, yeah, we're gonna take tomorrow off and do it tonight, which is a Saturday. So
yes, right after the win against Montreal,
and no KK both point, goalies. Which is rare.
What?
No KK point. That's rare when we play Montreal.
Yeah, it is a little bit rare. But we will get to that game. First things first, like we always like to start with, podcast news. We have a great partnership with SeatGeek. You get a great deal, $20 off of your first order if you use promo code CANIACREPORT. And Sam, you had some, the news that you told me earlier today, SeatGeek emailed you a promo code.
Yeah, and it was ours.
Caniac Report.
Yeah, that was funny. Thought that was funny. They'll send out emails if they have people who have maybe created a profile and haven't really done anything. So,
yeah. So
I think it's pretty cool.
Well, we've had quite a few people using the promo, so that's awesome. Thank you guys for using it. It really is a great deal, not just Hurricane games, but for any events.
Yes.
And the
next, but you should definitely look at using it for the playoffs, because that's what's coming up. And if you want to go to a game, because season ticket holders will most likely snatch up most of the seats, you can go to the secondary market. SeatGeek will have them. Go get yourself $20 off for one of the games and the playoffs, because Carolina, we hope and believe that this is the year we go very, very deep into the playoffs and we make a very long run. And Sam, we got hit today for our first payment for the playoffs. It just means it's just that much closer.
The start of the Stanley Cup playoffs. It made my wallet a little bit hurt.
It did. But you know what? What's really going to make it hurt is if we make it to the Stanley Cup Finals. Have you seen? You know what parking's going to cost for season ticket holders in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Let's not talk about
55 a game. At least we split that, but it's 55 a game.
Oof. Good thing we split. Okay, so.
So PNC Arena lower parking, that's a bit ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And maybe we can do a whole episode venting about prices one day.
Yeah, maybe, if we have nothing else to talk about.
Yeah.
And I hate to break it to you, but this offseason we're going to have a lot to talk about, because there is a lot the Hurricanes have to do.
But first,
who cares about that? Playoffs are coming up. We only got two more home games left in the season. We have a long little break. Between, you have Sunday off, Monday off, Tuesday off, Wednesday off, and they don't play till Thursday.
At home against Boston. Well, they need the break, because it's been a March madness for the Hurricanes. No pun intended.
Want to talk about UNC, Sam?
No, I do not want to talk about UNC. I do not, okay? I'm still recovering from that. Okay, the other podcast news is we have a link for donations. It's found in all of our episode descriptions, so if you want to donate to us, there is a link to that. So that's all for podcast news. Now we're going to get to some NHL news. And Sam, not much NHL news is going to be happening toward the end of the season. So what we're going to do, we're going to try and update you on the third place position in the Metro. So we'll be reporting a little bit on the standings, because seems like we're going to be firmly planted in the second place in the Metro, and we need to know who's going to make it. We have an idea, I think.
I think what we should do is reverse order in the podcast today. Because there's more important things to talk about than the game against Montreal. It doesn't matter to us. Looks like New York's going to be number one because they kept, we kept it. The game doesn't matter other than we won. So I say we talk about the game, take our break, come back, and really talk about what's going on in the NHL and any Hurricanes news going on. Because I think that's what matters now, right? Is what's going on around the league, because that's going to affect us. So I say we talk about the game, and then we shift things up a little bit. Because the game, honestly, I thought it was more of a low event game. It wasn't that entertaining to me.
Oh, I didn't think it was either. I thought it opened up in the second and third period. I thought first period was just a sleepy period.
Yeah, I really was. I was sitting there like, I'm getting tired. But why don't we talk about the game? And then we'll talk about the stuff that matters. The meat of the podcast today is really going to be what's going on around the league, because that's what's going to matter.
Well,
and there's more to talk about there.
How about we start that next episode? Want to do that?
We won't have anything to talk about next episode, will we? Other than that. Oh, there's one
game. Well, there's one game, which is the Boston game on that Thursday. So there is that.
I'm hoping if we're the only team that's off, I mean, I'm hoping Florida, you know, the rest of them are going to be battling it out. Not Florida, but Philly and Washington and New York. And I think Pittsburgh won today. And I was like, okay.
Well, yeah, so, it's definitely going to be interesting because it seems like there's the third place spot in the Metro, which is up for grabs, and the President's Trophy winner is kind of up for grabs, too. Yeah,
they talked about that on the broadcast.
Which is going to affect a little bit on us because, let's say, if the Rangers don't win the President's Trophy, they'll probably face either Toronto or Tampa.
Yes, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I mean, if I'm looking at the standings, and I'll pull them up real quick just because I like to be knowledgeable when I'm discussing things.
Yeah, now, actually, I think I already have it up here, but
so right now, a lot of as things it stands,
are up in the air.
Right now, as it stands, as the playoffs started today, New York would play Philly. New York should win that, and probably handily. And Boston would play Tampa Bay. Carolina would play Washington again, be a rematch from 6 years ago. And was it 6 years ago or 5 years ago?
Could be six.
This is our sixth straight playoff appearance. So our first playoff appearance, we played Washington, so it would be a rematch for that. Washington will want some revenge, but really a lot of that roster isn't there anymore.
No, it's not.
Ovechkin might want revenge, but I don't know if they. I don't think they're capable of skating with us for a seven game.
Wilson might want revenge, but that could backfire on him if he does.
No, sure.
Stay disciplined.
Carolina would play Washington. Florida would play Toronto. Florida probably wins that series. They've got home ice, and Toronto's not that good this year. And right now, the teams on the outside looking in is Detroit and the Islanders. Detroit's 2 points back. The Islanders are 5 points back. New Jersey is 6 points back. New Jersey has not been able to win really at all.
So it's basically Detroit, Philly up for the second, and maybe put Washington.
I would say there. Washington, Philly, Detroit, and the Islanders as an outside chance. Maybe New Jersey if they figure it out. And they go on like a serious heater. They've got six. They got eight games. They probably have to win all eight to have a serious chance at this. And they would need help in the process.
Yeah, but look at the Rangers. I mean, looks like they're going to be primed to face the second wild card position.
They
have a game at hand against Boston.
And if I'm looking at this of the four, and I'm going to count the island, or I'll say five. I'll count New Jersey. If I'm looking at this, if I'm New York, I'm like, who do I not want to play? I probably don't want to play
Islanders.
The Islanders, yeah, because they've got Sorokin. And the Islanders' style is frustrating to play against.
It is.
It's frustrating for us. It's going to be frustrating for New York. Do I think New York still wins it? Probably, but they're not going to be able to win it in four or five. It's going to take six or seven because the Islanders are going to grind it out. Sorokin's going to get him a couple games. That's just how it is. Is Shesterkin good? Yes, but I think Sorokin is better than Shesterkin. I just don't think Sorokin's got the weapons and the artillery behind him that Shesterkin has.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I do think that's going to be a tight series, but again,
And there's only three teams with 100 points.
Could do it, but the last 10 games for the Islanders, they've only won two games. So they need to get on now.
Yeah. The Islanders have to win. Detroit has to win. Of all these teams, the teams that I would like to see in the playoffs the most would be Detroit and Philly over Washington. Washington's had enough playoff appearances in their life.
Yes, they have.
I would like to see Detroit get back in. I'm really disappointed in Buffalo. I really thought they would have a really good year. And I think they're close. And I think Detroit's close. Detroit
has won five games in a row.
Yeah. That's not going to be good enough for them.
No.
They're not going to make it. The reality is, if you want to be technical about it, teams that are still in it, mathematically, like have a shot, are Buffalo, Pittsburgh, New Jersey, New York, Detroit, Philly, Washington. All these teams have an honest chance to make it. It's not very good. Obviously, the farther down you go, like Buffalo is not so good. Pittsburgh's not so good. What Pittsburgh has an advantage is they have at least two games in hand on Philly. They're tied with Washington, but it's not like they couldn't catch Philadelphia, right? That's 4 points there. Give them the 4 points. They're at 79. They're only 3 points behind Philly. So does Pittsburgh have an honest chance to maybe make some ground up? I think they do. I think they have
but it's a long shot.
They have a better chance than New Jersey to do it, but obviously Detroit has the best chance to do it. Because if Detroit wins, they will not... If they're tied with Philly, Detroit misses because Philly has more regulation wins than Detroit. And it looks like right now, just looking at everything in the tiebreak, because the first tiebreak is regulation wins. The Islanders don't have that against anybody.
No, they don't. But I will say, if I'm the Rangers and it comes down to Philly and Detroit, probably play Philly.
Yeah, Detroit's dynamic. I mean, they have... Philadelphia doesn't have any dynamic players. Philadelphia kind of reminds me of maybe the Carolina Hurricanes when we first made the playoffs, minus Sebastian Aho. They don't have anybody like flashy who's going to get you 80 points in a season, but they have a lot of good players.
They have Konechny.
Yeah, I mean, but I would put Konechny maybe more on the skill level.
Travis Sanheim on the back end.
So the Sanheim is like their Dougie Hamilton, and... I would say Konechny's
Couturier, but it seems like he's not in favor with the head coach.
I mean, Philly's solid, and they have a great coach who's getting it done for, you know, who's putting them in the situation right now.
Recently, not so good.
Well, they've had a lot of injuries on their blue line. A lot of them are coming back. And I know you listen to 32 Thoughts.
Yes,
so
I do.
Elliot was talking about it, and I believe that's something that might help them. If I'm putting money on it right now, I would lean towards Detroit still making it.
I would, too.
I think they got a chance. I think Washington...
They have a game in hand against Philly.
They do, but they would have to still... Philly would still need to lose one or not win in regulation, and Detroit would start to win in regulation because, again, they won't break... The tiebreak goes to Philly. And Washington's in the best position right now because they have two games in hand, but they also cannot seem to win. They got a point tonight, but they still lost. They needed the second point. I don't know if... Washington finishes third, or they finish second. They finish third. You know, my Caps buddy's going to want to come with us, and congratulations to him. He got engaged today. So I don't know why she wants to marry a Caps fan, but you know what? That's okay.
I don't know why I have a friend who's a Caps fan.
Oh, you like
him.
I'm
just kidding. We're going to have him on the podcast. I like him.
We're going to have him on the podcast.
We do.
You guys will like him, too. We're looking, I mean... It's shaping up, but it's crazy. I don't remember a point when, if you wanted to be technical about it, when we're about 7 to 8 to 9 games away from the end of the whole thing, where you have so many teams that are technically vying for that last wild card spot. Because mathematically speaking, 7 points, Buffalo's only behind 7 points. I mean, do I think they make it? No.
No, I do not.
Do I think they could? Do I think it's possible? Sure, if all these other teams really are trash. And Buffalo wins out because Buffalo would have to basically win out.
But the odds of that are very slim with all the teams in front of Buffalo.
Yeah, because then Pittsburgh needs to lose. New Jersey needs to lose. The Islanders need to lose. Detroit needs to lose. Philly needs to lose. And, they have to lose substantially. Buffalo needs to win out, and these teams need to not win as much. Again, can it happen? Sure, it's the NHL. Who knows? But do I think it happens? No. I really think, again, Buffalo's got the least chance. Pittsburgh's got some good math. New York has some good math. Washington's got some good math. I mean, they have some chances. Again, Pittsburgh's got the games, right? Pittsburgh's got 9 games to play, whereas Buffalo only has 7. Detroit has got 8. So Philly's only got 7, so.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes, though.
Yeah, I'm actually excited to watch that because I really just don't. I know our friends over at Caniac Sessions think Carolina can still win the division and President's Trophy. I'm not convinced. I think we needed to have beaten the Rangers at home to really have had a chance at this.
I do, too.
Problem is, right now, New York just doesn't lose.
No, they really don't.
But they have a tough schedule. Have you looked at it?
I have not looked at their schedule. I heard it's tough, though.
So I think it's possible. I don't think it's probable because New York has just been so good. But let me go ahead and read what their schedule is for April. Pittsburgh and New Jersey are 1-2, 1st and 3rd of April. Those are two teams who are very desperate. Those are two teams who should play their butts off, right? If you're Pittsburgh, you need to play your butt off for Sidney Crosby. It doesn't matter if you make it or not, but you can't give up on the season. New Jersey, same way. You can't give up on the season. You have too good of a roster. Those aren't going to be easy games. Those are two teams out.
And Detroit.
Yeah, then yes, say. Then you got Detroit and Detroit. That's three teams all desperate for wins. They're going to be playing a very different kind of hockey. Then you go to Montreal. That should be a win for New Jersey. The Islanders, that could be a potential matchup game, right? So that might be a preview for them. That would be interesting. Then you're playing another playoff team currently, Philly. Then you're playing the Islanders again. Then you're playing Ottawa. So you're playing a lot of desperate teams. Pittsburgh, New Jersey, Detroit, New York.
But there's Philly, no world beaters on there. There's no Colorado. There's no Vancouver.
No, they really Dallas. Went through that tough spot in their schedule where they played Winnipeg, Boston, Florida, Philly, Colorado, Arizona, and they only lost to Florida and Winnipeg and Colorado. Yeah. So they do get beat by good teams.
But the question for them now is, are they going to be complacent against these teams that are desperate?
I mean, we took care of business against Detroit.
And there's a lot of games that they're playing, too, in within pretty much 2 weeks. Yes. They could get tired.
Absolutely. I mean, Carolina's schedule, just to kind of give the schedule, and then we can segue into Hurricanes news. We have 3 more home games. 3. Boston, Washington, Columbus. Those are the next 3 games. And we finish the season out on the road against Boston, St. Louis, Chicago, Columbus. So of the teams we're playing, we play Boston. That's a tough game no matter what. They're a team we could very easily see to have to get to the Stanley Cup Finals. We play Washington. Possible preview for the Stanley Cup first round of the playoffs. Tough game. I want to see a win there. We play Columbus. That should be a win. Columbus is not very good. Then we play Boston again, and I think this is good for this team, and hopefully it forces them to not be complacent playing Boston twice. Then we play St. Louis, another desperate team out west, open to see what they can do, and in the playoffs and go in. I think they're in a playoff spot right now in the West. They are not, but they are trying to get in, too. They are 5 points back. I don't think they get in, though.
No, I think the West
is more or less set who on the teams that are going to get in. I don't think any.
I do, too.
I'm not a big fan of what it looks like. I don't think they have a shot. And then if Carolina finishes the season out against Chicago and Columbus, there should be 2 wins there as well. Carolina's schedule, I would say, isn't too taxing.
No, it's not. You have a 2-day break between.
Yeah.
The 2 road games in Boston and St. Louis.
We got 4 games off before we play Boston. Then it's back-to-back Boston-Washington. That's going to be the toughest. The home games are honestly going to be the toughest part of the schedule because it's game on Thursday, game on Friday, game on Sunday. 3 games, 4 nights. That's the toughest part of the schedule. Take a break. Go to Boston. Then you get 2 days off. Go to St. Louis. Have a day off. Go to Chicago. Day off. Go to Columbus. Then you have potentially 3 to 4, maybe 5 days off before your first playoff game, which will right now looks like it could be Washington.
Yes, it really does. So that is all for NHL news. That was a long NHL news thing. A lot to
talk about.
There is a lot to talk about. There really is. So next we're going to go on to Hurricanes news. Sam, tonight, Elliot Friedman, apparently there was doubts of Carolina signing Scott Morrow, but not anymore. Looks like Carolina will sign them, which made a few teams unhappy. Which is interesting because if he's gaining value on the market, you know he probably has some upside of making an impact on the NHL.
It sounds like he's going to be an upgrade on Tony.
Yes, that's what I'm hearing too.
Which we kind of had this discussion, assuming Nikishin doesn't come in next season, maybe this means Morrow can eventually bump up and play with Slavin. If you want to have the lefty and righty on the same pair, right? I mean, because Burns is getting older. Maybe next season they move him back just a little bit and give Morrow a shot. I don't know. I'm not saying that happens. My expectation is Burns and Slavin plays together. But you don't know. Burns is 40 or almost 40. So you just don't know.
But at the end of the contract, I do think he retires. You just don't see 40 age or...
Look, if Burns, if Burns is more in shape than most people that age, if the dude wants to go play another season... And he says, I want to play another season, and I'll do it at cost, right?
Like I agree. I think he would probably want to, but the question is, would Carolina be willing to give him another shot at the age of 40?
I could see that if he's like, I'll take it at like $2 million a year. I'll do 1 year at two. I could see him doing 1 year contract still. He doesn't want to play anymore. He might want. He might not want to play anymore after that season. But Scott Morrow, it depends on the contract he gets. If Carolina signs him and the contract starts this year, Chicago and Columbus, perfect games to play him at the end of the season, especially if the division is locked up.
I just don't see it with the depth that they have.
Who cares about the depth? And this is why I say who cares about the depth. You're not going to play Slavin. If the division is settled, right, and it is very possible the division is settled by the time we play Chicago and Columbus.
Actually, is it possible with the cap stuff? Because you still are under the cap in the final two games of the season. Playoffs, you're not, but...
Well, he's only going to make league minimum or right around there. They can make it work. You send like Tony down.
Yeah, they might.
And it'll free up some caps, but there are things you can do to free up caps.
Tony's going to be mad about that.
You know, there are
things, he's already unhappy.
Well, it's a paper. It's a paper move.
Yeah, but
I don't blame him for being unhappy in Carolina. It's been an unfortunate season for him, and I don't think he's played bad. I really don't think.
I don't think he's played bad either.
It's just the reality of Chatfield's played very good, and so is Orlov. Now, I love the depth. I love having him because having him is better than not, in my opinion, right now.
And you have Ty Smith too.
But I mean, one, Ty Smith is not going to be as valuable as Morrow. So my opinion is, if you go to Chicago and Columbus, you know Pesci might be a little banged up. Adam talked about it in his last episode. His last episode. Give him a break. You don't want Slavin to get hurt. Give him a break. Throw in Tony. Give him some games. That way he's ready to go in case he's got to be playing in the playoffs. Throw in Morrow. Give him some NHL experience. Like, hey, kid, this is what it is. This is what it's like to play on a team. And if he's lights out, then you're like, heck, if something happens, we could put Morrow in or Tony in and be okay. It gets you a look at Morrow, and I think that's important, especially if the game against Chicago and the game against Columbus in Chicago and in Columbus don't matter. I can see that happening. Because at that point, why would you put in Ty Smith? He's going to be your backup dude. Let him keep playing in the minors if that's where he's playing right now. And then if you don't, you know, you put in a couple guys who need to play a little bit, and Tony and Morrow to get some game action. And maybe Morrow moves up on the depth chart in those two games. Like, heck, he's a better option than Ty Smith. Awesome. If not, awesome still, because you have a lot of defensemen now. So if you've got Morrow for this year, if you have injuries, God forbid, that many injuries that you got to go down to D'Angelo Smith and Morrow, at least you've got three guys who can play in the National Hockey League, and four if you want to count Coughlin, who's had an outstanding year in the minors. So maybe that turns into something. I don't know. Have not watched him enough to know if his skating has improved. He's a young dude. Very possible it has. But I think it'd be great to sign Morrow, give him a couple games, see what he can do. I'm excited for that. I'm excited for him, and I'm excited we didn't have to give him up to get Jake Ensel.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I just haven't seen any indication lately of him going to be playing in the final two games, and... I mean, they haven't given him a contract yet either.
If they sign him to a contract that starts this year, you know they're going to play him. It would make sense to pay him money if he's not going to play this year.
Yeah, they might. We'll see how that goes.
Because you have the depth on the blue line.
Yes, you do. Now, next piece of news, Sam. Sebastian Aho has hit a career high in points per season. Congrats to him. Yes. 3 points again for that whole line of Jarvis.
I think they all had 2 points, right?
I think three.
They all have 3 points? Okay.
You had Aho scoring, or maybe it is.
I think they all had two.
Yeah.
Well, Aho had a goal and assist. Jarvis had a goal and assist. And Gensel had two assists.
I made a mistake in the show notes. That's why.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty confident it's 2-2.
Yeah, it is too.
Two and two. But that's not bad, right? That's great. Gensel has been great. I know he wants to score, but I don't care if Jarvis and Aho are scoring. All we need is one or two guys to be scoring, and if Gensel's not one of them and he's racking up the assists, cool. If he's racking up the goals, cool. Like, I don't need Gensel to do all of the work.
He makes the other players better on that line.
And that's great, and that's why you have him. That's why you need to have him.
Yes, exactly. That's all for pretty much Hurricanes news. And yes, it's been a busy month. I thought I could see them being a little bit tired this game, especially in the first period. I thought there just wasn't much action in the first period. But, I mean, it's been a March Madness, a busy month for the Hurricanes. I am happy that they're getting a four-day break. They definitely need it for the remaining games in April. So, yeah, that's all for Hurricanes news. Now we're going to go to the one only Hurricanes game, which is against Montreal. But before we do, let's get to our sponsor. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boo Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 24. All rights reserved. Okay, Sam, Montreal game. To be honest, before we go into this game, Sam, I am actually kind of at the point to where I'm like, and especially motivated by the standings, I'm ready for playoff hockey. Coming into this Montreal game. I just was, because I'm like, listen, I think the standings are mostly solidified with us.
Yeah.
I can't see us going above the Rangers. We're not going to drop out mathematically.
No.
So, I mean, you're kind of in that second place spot in the Metro Division. I think us Canes fans, and I know I'm not the only one. I think we're just all eager right now for playoff hockey.
Yeah, and I think you feel that way when you're watching the game and like, I don't care. Like, I'm watching the game and I'm like, I'm struggling to get into it because I know playoff hockey is less than a month away. It's like 3 or 4 weeks away. It is almost there. We only have so many games left in the season. We get 4 days off and we got 3 games. Then we're going on the road for the last 4. And then it is time for the NHL playoffs, and I am excited.
Yes, and it makes me nervous. So I'm going to make sure I don't go to any doctor appointments during playoff time, because my stress levels will be high.
Your stress level's high, blood pressure high. You're like, we need to put you on blood pressure meds, Sam.
No. It's just Hurricanes. They do this to me. But, I mean, first period, I don't think a lot of action happened in the first period for both teams. I mean, honestly, I thought Montreal had a good effort tonight overall, though, despite the not much activity in the first period. Because I thought, like, in the end of the second period, Montreal was really hemming Carolina in their own end. But, I mean, you have the shorthanded goal, Sam, from Staal. And, I mean, what made us win was special teams tonight.
Yes, it was.
Shorthanded goal from Staal. And you get a great pass from Teravainen, who had two Montreal guys on him.
It was a beautiful, and he was basically tackled by one. In fact, that wasn't a penalty. It was shocking. But it doesn't matter. As I said, it doesn't matter because we scored. But there's still the ref's arm should have gone up in the air. But and I don't think the officiating has been very good for the Hurricanes in the last.
I didn't think it was.
No, I'm not saying it was bad. I'm saying the officiating has not been good for the Hurricanes in like the last month. There have been a lot of questionable games on average, in my opinion. Either way, we won, so I don't care about the missed call. We scored on the shorty. That ended up being the game winner. From Jordan Staal. I love it when the captain scores.
And then you have Aho scoring off of Jarvis's skate.
Yes.
Which was, I mean, Jarvis could ease. I could totally see him speaking after that game, be like, I planned on kicking it to Aho.
Yeah, I know. That's funny. I love Jarvis's personality. He's a funny dude.
Oh, he really is. But yeah, I mean, great play on the power play. Aho scores his 32nd, 33rd goal. I can't remember exactly. But that's what made him get 33rd goal, I think.
Yep.
Yep. So he's doing great. 85 points in 72 Love games it. For Aho. I am loving it. Gensel is really making Aho and Jarvis look really good. And I think Jarvis has really upped his goal scoring. And obviously, you have Jarvis scoring on the empty net goal.
Yep.
From Gensel and Aho. So 2 points
I know.
For both of those players
I love
tonight.
It.
I think that is probably the best first line we've had since
I think it's the
this
best
team's existence, probably.
And I think it's the best first line in the National Hockey League right now. It could be. I don't think there's anybody as hot as they are right now. Like, if you look at skill level, are they the best line in the National Hockey League?
No.
But are they playing the best in the National Hockey League right now? Yeah. Are they better than anyone else's first line in the Eastern Conference? I think so. I think
now,
right
Western
now.
Western Conference, I mean, you could say the McKinnon, Rantanen.
Yeah. Yeah, that line's good. And that's where I'm like, okay, maybe there's competition there. But, like, I don't think Tampa's better. I think Kucherov's getting older. I think Tampa and Bay's in general is getting older. Stamkos did not have the season he probably wanted, but contract year. So I know things like that happen. But I think Carolina's got the best first line clicking right now in the East and clicking right now in the whole NHL. Again, would I rather have the McKinnon Rantanen line?
Yes,
sure.
I would.
Absolutely. But right now, it's all Gensel, Aho, and Jarvis.
Yeah, it really is. That line has been great. And I thought I had a good game. Svetch. I thought he had a good game.
I thought Svetch played well. I thought Natchez played well. I thought KK played well. I really didn't have anybody who played tonight where I was like, oh, you didn't play very good.
That fourth line had a few chances.
Yeah, at the end, too, Jack Drury rang it off the pipe.
So close.
And I thought Kuznetsov had a good
game. Svetch hit the post.
My only complaint tonight is actually with Kuznetsov. He didn't shoot the puck at the empty net.
No,
I was
he
like,
didn't. But
shoot.
But we won. We won. That is the most important
thing. We won,
thing.
And that line is so good.
And we care, but don't care about the game because we're waiting for the playoffs. But, I mean, we care because we kind of want to see, like, the cast of the playoffs.
And I'm going to care more about
the lineups, the combinations. That's what we're caring about.
And
the
games
the
that I feel like I'm going to get more into are the games against Boston, the game against Washington.
Yes.
Because those are games where, like, okay, these guys were going to possibly play in the playoffs, especially Washington. I think we're the better team, but I think we've had some bad luck, maybe some bad goaltending, just we've been off. And it's like every time we play Washington.
But it's been busy for the Hurricanes.
Well, it has, and I feel like every time we played Washington, we're on the second half of a back-to-back.
Yes.
And like it's going to be the second half of a back-to-back again. The only benefit here is we're home both games. The only negative is I'm going with my Caps fan that night. So I'm like, yay. So Carolina, please win because you lost the last time we played Washington at home, and I happened to be there with him. But please win that game. But those are the games where it's going to feel like it's a playoff atmosphere. I don't like that saying that it's going to feel like a playoff game because nothing feels like a playoff game other than a playoff game. But it's going to probably have that. People are going to think that. And it is a potential showing of what the matchup's going to be, right? We're probably going to have to see Boston. It's possible.
Do you want to have Boston win both games considering that they're probably in competition with the Rangers? for President's Trophy?
I don't think it's going to matter. I'm not saying I don't want Boston to win any of those games, and I'd rather the Rangers win the President's Trophy anyway.
Oh, really?
Because then if New York wins the President's Trophy, we're like number two in the NHL. We can knock off New York, then we're like the guy in the East.
Maybe.
Right, so at that point, it's like then we're the number one team. So I'd rather it be New York, us, right?
If it's Rangers in Florida, I'm mostly concerned about. Boston, I know we can.
I mean, I'm okay if it's Boston, Carolina, New York, but I don't want to be third. I want to be second to whoever is there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see how that shakes out, but...
You excited? Playoff hockey? Coming close.
I'm excited for playoff hockey. It's just the lineups, the combinations, that's what I'm most
And we have a guest planned right to preview the playoffs.
Returning guest.
Returning guest. Friend of the pod.
It's planned, but we haven't really officially made the time yet.
Yes, it is planned for the weekend before the playoffs to really just dig deep into it, but it's going to be exciting, and we're excited for it as well.
Yes, we are. So we will see you guys Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Kaniac Report. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss a future episode. Can't get enough of the Kaniac Report? For more content or to connect with the Sams, check them out on Instagram and Twitter @The Kaniac Report. We'll see you next time.